Ephesians 1:17-20. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he's called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms. Here Paul is eulogizing over the position of the believers at Ephesus. They're participators in Christ. He's almost beside himself trying to impress upon them what their inheritance in the Christ really is and the power that is within them to change from what they were. Sometimes we just don't get it. We don't get the rebirth. We don't get the transaction that took place at the cross. We don't get who we really are, and our lives reflect it. We're living far below the level God intends. Grubbing along the bottom of the pool, bottom feeders, picking up what we can. Captive to our culture, we remain in bondage to the world's value systems. We looked at these before, didn't we? But just to refresh you, they are this. Privacy. I'm a very private person. Or if you're a believer, I'm a conservative Christian, meaning I'm keeping everything to myself, conserving what I have for me. Material success, ditto. Convenience, don't put me out. The giant in the land called remain undisturbed. And comfort, same. The values of the kingdom, openness and authenticity. What you see is what you get. Nothing is hidden, no masks. Sacrifice. If I've got it, you can have it. Love. I'm more concerned about you than myself. Mrs. Do as you would be done by. Discomfort. Pain is part of the package. We are participators in his nature, and he's given us everything we need for a life of godliness. We saw it yesterday. That is, if you looked it up. Oh, caught you, haven't I? You didn't look it up, did you? 2 Peter 1:2-4 in the Message. Grace and peace to you many times over as you deepen in your experience with God and Jesus, our Master. Everything that goes into a life of pleasing God has been miraculously given to us by getting to know, personally and intimately, the one who invited us to God. The best invitation we ever received. We were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you. Your tickets to participation in the life of God after you turned your back on a world corrupted by lust. There it is again, that word, participation.